USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the task force, telling Americans if states continue to follow the social distancing guidelines and phase in the reopening of businesses, we could see a major leveling off of the coronavirus over the summer months. Here's the Vice President.
People continue to properly exercise social distancing as is recommended in each phase. That, in combination with some of these findings, could well give us a summer respite from the coronavirus.
And Pence telling reporters at the briefing.
And our team is already speaking about working on a continuous basis through this summer. Every single day, we're increasing testing.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the NASDAQ down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
President Trump asked by a reporter at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing about the health of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's been out of the hospital recovering from coronavirus.
When do you think he'll be back at work?
He told me a few days ago. I will tell you, he sounded incredible. I was actually surprised. I thought it'd be like, oh, Donald, how are you? He was ready to go. I'm very surprised to tell you this. It's like the old Boris. Tremendous energy, tremendous drive. I was very surprised because he called me almost, you know, pretty close to where when he got out of the hospital. I think he's doing great. He was so sharp and energetic. Pretty incredible. He's an incredible guy. He's a friend of ours and a friend of mine. He loves our country. He loves his country a lot, but he loves our country. He respects our country. And they're lucky to have him over there.
And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There's a brand new coronavirus test you can now do at home, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The FDA has given emergency authorization to the first coronavirus test that allows people to collect their own samples at home using a nasal swab before mailing it off to a lab for analysis. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells Fox News this is a great breakthrough.
This is a really great development and another example of the partnership between the federal government, FDA, and lab developers across the country. What this does is it allows for home self-collection under certain conditions. LabCorp is the company that developed this. The data show us that the test is accurate and that this can be safely done at home. So really quick and easy, and then a nice approach for someone to stay at home and do this. Less risk to healthcare professionals because they don't have to be the ones putting the swab in the person's nose. And we're going to see more of this as we move forward.
Shifting gears now in USA Entertainment News, a movie being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding it, Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCartney. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is more than elated to be involved in that project.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.